And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Helen Clark McInnes, born in Glasgow, 1907. She was married to a classical scholar, Gilbert Hyatt, whose wartime work for British intelligence inspired her first novel, Above Suspicion, about a husband and wife recruited to locate a missing British agent. It was the first of more than 20 novels of espionage and suspense that Helen McInnes wrote over the next 40 years, including Decision at Delphi and The Salzburg Connection. She wrote, "In my story, suspense is not achieved by hiding things from the reader. The question is, when is the event going to take place, and how can you stop it? A reader may know everything but still be scared stiff by the situation." It's the birthday of Desmond Tutu, born in Klerksdorp, South Africa, 1931, Archbishop of Cape Town, the first black Archbishop of Cape Town, head of South Africa's Anglican Church. Desmond Tutu, who said, "When the missionaries came to Africa, they had the Bible and we had the land. They said, let us pray. We closed our eyes. When we opened them, we had the Bible and they had the land." Desmond Tutu, who said, "How does peace come? Peace doesn't come because allies agree. Allies are allies. They already agree. Peace comes when you talk to the guy you most hate, and that's where the courage of a leader comes." It's the birthday of Sherman Alexie, born on the Spokane Indian Reservation, 1966, a Spokane Coeur d'Alene novelist, short story writer, poet, and filmmaker, best known for his short story collection, The Lone Ranger and Tonto Fistfight in Heaven. It's the birthday of the songwriter John Mellencamp, born in Seymour, Indiana, 1951. Started playing in bands when he was 13, started recording under the stage name Johnny Cougar, which he thought was pretty silly. Later changed it to John Cougar Mellencamp. Had a brief career as an actor. He was offered the part in Thelma and Louise that eventually wound up being Brad Pitt's role. But John Mellencamp refused it because he didn't want to take off his shirt. Mellencamp said so. Brad Pitt took his shirt off, and look what happened to Brad Pitt. I was that close. And it's the birthday of the man who was the most popular poet in America at the turn of the 19th century, James Whitcomb Riley, Greenfield, Indiana, 1849, author of The Raggedy Man, Little Orphan Annie, and When the Frost is on the Pumpkin. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, Elegy. Our final dogwood leans over the forest floor, offering berries to the birds, the squirrels. It's a relic of the days when dogwoods flourished, creamy lace in April, spilled milk in May, their beauty delicate but commonplace. When I took for granted that the world would remain as it was, and I would remain with it. Elegy by Linda Paston from her collection Insomnia, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.